I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. That's right, Palm Springs, Palm Desert, Rancho Mirage, Indio, Indian Wells. We are there each and every day, 9 till noon. Good to have you with us. And, of course, all across the state of Nevada. We know that the caravan, the so-called caravan, has arrived along our southern border with Mexico. And thousands of people want to get into this country. They are at ports of entry that service upwards of 20,000 a day. And now we have this glut of people who are seeking asylum. Some are trying to game the system. What does it all mean? Let's check in with Maria Espinoza. Maria is the National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. And Maria joins us from our nation's capital. Maria, thanks so much for joining us. Good to have you with us.
Hello, Kevin. Thanks so much for having me on again.
Tell me what you know of what's going on down along our southern border right now.
Right. Well, as you mentioned a little bit ago there, the caravan has reached the border, and several have asked for asylum, and many have been turned away, but I believe there's about 11 or a dozen, supposedly, that cases are being reviewed. However, as you know, President Trump instructed Secretary Nielsen to turn them away and deny access, and you know, I've tweeted to President Trump and saying that the mere fact that individuals are connected to this group of so-called countries without borders or people without borders, however that translates, should be automatically disqualified because their intention is to illegally cross into our country. And under fraud, whether or not they're claiming asylum is still fraud, and they should be turned away. But secondly, take a look. They should have remained in Mexico. They are supposed to seek asylum in the contiguous country, a friendly country. Mexico is considered friendly or safe, and that's where they should stay.
Let me ask you, because there's some reporting today that some of the people who are seeking, quote, asylum are Mexicans. That they're a thriving country with an economy, and they have business, and they're one of our trading partners. And yet, people are trying to seek asylum from Mexico. Is Mexico in trouble in any way?
Well, you know how corrupt their government is. And, of course, you can make in 1 hour what you make in Mexico in an entire day. You know, so Kevin, you know, we have to protect our borders. We have to protect our resources, our country, our especially our citizens. And Mexico has every intention to push out their nationals, especially those that need the help the most in their country, and they refuse to do that. United States gives foreign aid to Mexico, and in order for them to curtail the gang violence and all, but yet they push that out, the drugs here into our country. And look, Mexico receives about $2 billion a month simply from the remittance fees that they assess on the money that is wire transferred into their country from the United States. They've also set up centers of defense all across the United States to assist their nationals illegally in the country to remain here and circumvent our laws. They've been having workshops for several years, training their nationals on how to do this, completely aiding and abetting. And we asked the State Department last year to remove the consulates because they were meddling in governmental affairs, which is a reason and cause for removal.
Again, Maria Espinoza joining us, National Director of the Remembrance Project. Did I accurately describe your 501c3?
Yes. Yes, you did. And, you know, our mission is to help prevent innocent Americans from being killed, which is an epidemic all across the United States. You know, Kevin, every state is a border state. And again, I think that we have to press conference. So your listeners' call to action will be to call Congress, continue telling them to and demand that they place Americans first, and call the White House, because President Trump needs to know that we support him and his America First agenda.
Maria, do you worry about the optics of turning away a young mom with a breastfeeding infant and telling them, no, I'm sorry, we don't have room for you in our country, turn around and go home?
I don't worry about the optics about that, Kevin, and I'll tell you why. Because when the mother, who was a human trafficker a few weeks ago, had several kids screaming for her as she was being arrested. And remember, she's a human trafficker, but that video went around probably all over the country here. And a few days later, I had a presentation where a mother stood up and said that it was like pouring salt on her wound because her child was shot in the head, his brains blown out as he waited at a traffic light. And how many times do we all do that? Just simply wait at a traffic light. And illegal alien angry that evening because his girlfriend wouldn't go out with him, shot him in the head, and that ended his life and all the dreams that she had, her only child. So no, I don't have a problem with the optics and all, but I think Americans, until it happens to them, and don't wait till it happens to you, we need to understand that this is a sovereign nation. We need to keep it that way, and we have to decide, do we want to be a lawful nation or a lawless nation? It's pretty simple, and common sense will tell you that we need to choose a lawful nation, follow our Constitution, and demand that our representatives place Americans first.
Again, Maria Espinoza joining us, the National Director of the Remembrance Project, joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. I know you talked about this notion that folks from Guatemala and El Salvador, they come all the way through Mexico to the United States, and they expect to get asylum in the U.S., not Mexico. What is the rule of thumb? What are the rules of the road when it comes to immigration like this? And in particular, asylum. You mentioned contiguous nations, but what is international law or what guides us?
Well, I know there's treaties and all. I really can't speak to the intricate detail like that, but we know also, Kevin, that some of these asylees, supposed asylees, have denied Mexico's help. So Mexico instead gave them a 120-day pass to what? Tour Mexico and find their way across to the United States. And a few years ago, when Obama created this DACA program, Mexico had given these migrants a 3-day pass. 3 days, and that was, of course, in order for them to get from one end of the border of Mexico to the other with United States. So their goal is to come here. That's, you know, let's be honest about this. They want to come here. They get jobs, make a lot of money. They send the money home. We give them social benefits, free education, hospitalization, and medical attention. And here they're spreading, you know, they're bringing drugs and human trafficking and sex trafficking, all the while we ignore our veterans who have put their lives on the line. We ignore the millions of Americans, about 90 million, who have been displaced. And what about also the 500,000 orphans, that American orphans that we're not taking care of? So we really need to get our priorities straight.
Marie, I want to ask you, because today we're starting to hear from some of the people who have been in line for immigration judges to hear their cases, people who were captured weeks ago, months ago, and they, all of a sudden they're being supplanted by this new group from the caravan, and they're saying, whoa, 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 we were in line first. do they have a beef?
They don't like a taste of their own medicine. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You know, there are so many legal immigrants who are still waiting in line, who came in through the front door. We absolutely have to close that back door, Kevin, and stop encouraging more bad behavior, more illegal behavior. And every single one of them, again, should be turned away. And I love what President Trump directed General Mattis to do, is give him a list of those bases, military bases, that maybe were not in use, so we could use them as detention centers for these illegal aliens until their court cases came up, and not bringing them into the interior where they disappear for forever. So only about 3.5% show up for their court-ordered appearance. So that would be a big discouragement to these people coming across the border. And take a look at this. Maybe we should adopt Mexico's policy in securing their border. You know, you cross their border and they have the right to shoot. So, that's pretty tough. But you know what? It's a quick message to everybody else of what not to do.
I want to ask you, though, you mentioned Mexico. What is Mexico doing? I mean, a lot of these people coming from Central America, in fact, all of them, they come directly across the border with Mexico into Mexico. What is Mexico doing to secure its southern border?
Well, I don't know why they're allowing these people come through. That's why it's a concerted effort. And obviously that there is a deal there somewhere, Kevin, where they're saying, okay, we'll let you through, just don't stay here. Go on to America and harass them. You know, they're really lax on their laws, just like President Trump said, that, you know, we are so naive. We have the weakest immigration laws, and they need to be fixed. Congress needs to remove those loopholes, and we need to stop rewarding these illegal aliens. And that's both sides of the aisle, Kevin, because the Democrats, as we know, want that, the vote. And the Republicans, they want to continue to fund their reelection campaigns through the U.S. Chambers of Commerce and those corporations that want that low-wage illegal alien earner.
It's going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out. I haven't the foggiest idea what happens to these people. Can I ask what the, you know, and I'm not sure if you're an attorney or if you know much about these immigration judges. What is it that they need to hear in order to say, yes, you can stay?
Oh, it's that credible fear that Obama loosened the definition. So if you come across and remember, they were coming across the border a few years back and looking for a border agent. They weren't running from the border agents. They were running to the agent so that they could turn themselves in and say credible fear. And they wanted Obama amnesty. And so we have to take them in and process them. And, you know, so it's a credible fear. And how do you filter through that? All these cases that are fraudulent, how do you filter? So obviously there's a lot to be done here in Congress. And many of them don't have the will to protect Americans, Kevin. That's really sad to say. But since we've been in Washington, D.C., it's been a rude awakening, and it's worse than we thought originally when we were based in Texas. And, you know, I just encourage people to sign up on our website and, you know, reach out to email me, director at the Remembrance Project, because we need the normal people who care about their country and believe in our Constitution to be more involved and also educate yourself on all these issues.
Maria, in our final minute, I want you to run through that again of where folks can actually find you and how they can, help you with the Remembrance Project.
Okay. Yes, they can find us on the web at www.theremembranceproject.org, theremembranceproject.org, and send an email to director@theremembranceproject.org. And what I would recommend for each of you in your areas to find a local group that is active that will help you in educating on certain issues. There are so many things out there, but most importantly, we have to secure our nation, and illegal immigration can certainly ruin a country very quickly. So I appreciate all your work, Kevin, because without you, we wouldn't have a voice out there and not able to reach people.
Maria, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. I appreciate it. I know we'll talk again.
Thank you, Kevin. God bless you and all your listeners.
Maria Espinoza, the National Director of the Remembrance Project. It is a 501c3, so it's a nonprofit, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens, people like Kate Steinle, that will always, always be in our thoughts and prayers. Stick around. We know what the problem is. What is the solution? What should these immigration judges along our southern border, who are overwhelmed by the sheer numbers? And by the way, this caravan's not going to be the last caravan. They are going to keep coming to our southern border. Stick around. More to do. Live and local now.
In 1776, men and women said no to the swamp and chose independence. 2018 is no different. Insiders want to buy, not elect our government. Dan Schwartz won't take their money. He believes in you, the voters, not billionaires and their lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800, 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
This is Danny Tarkanian, your conservative candidate for Congress, asking you to join President Trump and Adam Laxalt in supporting me for Congress. I'm a principled conservative who isn't beholden to special interests on either side of the aisle. That's why insiders from both parties falsely attack and defame me. They know I'll upend the status quo, and that starts with passing congressional term limits. The president and Nevada legislators have term limits. So should the politicians in D.C. I'll stand with President Trump and fight for a secure border. And I'll stand with Adam Laxalt to give Nevadans more choice in their school's education. I'll be a leader on repealing Obamacare, and I'll fight all tax increases, because raising taxes isn't how we balance the budget. It's how liberals will bankrupt hardworking Americans. I'm Danny Tarkanian, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because Congress needs real reform now. Paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created Live and Local Now on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out now. Go to kevinwallradio.com.
They got Tesla, we got Faraday. We need a governor who will create high-tech, high-paid jobs and build schools that will educate our kids, not a $2 billion taxpayer-funded stadium. I get it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Go ahead and water the lawn.
I love it. Joe DiMassina. Singing what so many of us feel. You know, when you hear the Stormy Daniels and the Karen McDougal stuff. And our give a damn is busted. Nah, it's true. It's true. There is so much going on. In fact, I want to go very quickly. Jonathan Turley is one of the smart guys. I don't always agree with him. But he is a law professor at Georgetown, and he was on Fox yesterday and saying that ex-CIA director James Clapper may be in his own legal problems. Yeah. Let me have you hear from Jonathan Turley.
Clapper most certainly did lie to Congress. He was not indicted. In fact, the statute of limitations ran out not long before he took the job at CNN. There's a serious issue here. Clapper's already admitted that he did speak with CNN. Now, he is insisting that he didn't speak to any media until January 20th, but he indicated that he spoke to CNN in early January. The key is that CNN story ran around January 10th. What's also interesting is that Comey, the former FBI director, said that CNN was looking for a hook in order to run the story of the dossier. He said that to Trump. That hook ultimately became that briefing with Comey. That was used as the hook, but CNN reported that high-level people had confirmed this information with them. If one of those individuals is Clapper, then he has a serious problem. He could be accused again of perjury.
I just love it. Yeah, all these highfalutin government workers, like James Clapper, now they may be in the crosshairs of the FBI and the Justice Department. Wouldn't that be fitting? I just love it. They're all trying to throw the president in jail or certainly out of office. They'll do anything to stop him. And yet some of these people, like James Comey and James Clapper, may end up in jail themselves. Stick around. More to do, live and local, now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of Real Water. With Real Water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since Real Water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Wouldn't that be great? Real Water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. You want to save even more money? Try Real Water Home Delivery. Real Water delivered right to your door. I'm a customer. So is Wayne Allen Root. Go right now. Check it out for yourself and see how much money you can save on Real Water. Go to realwaterhomedelivery.com. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. You can sign up and you can do that right now. realwaterhomedelivery.com. I want to go very quickly to something Sean Hannity got into. And we were talking about James Clapper, the former CIA director, and how he may have some legal jeopardy that he is facing. This whole issue of lying to Congress, it keeps going on and on and on. Let's go to cut eight. And this was from Sean Hannity's show last night on the Fox News Channel.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect, but not wittingly.
And, of course, a short time later, what do we learn? The NSA was collecting data. Clapper knew it, and he lied. He was never charged, like General Flynn, with lying, this case perjury. And now Clapper has been caught in yet another bold-faced lie. And according to a report from the House Intel Committee, during a closed-door hearing, Clapper flatly denied ever discussing that phony Clinton bought and paid for steal Russian dossier with a member of the media. He also repeated this claim in March during an interview with Don Lemon over at CNN. Take a look.
I didn't have any contact with media until after I left the government on the 20th of January. So I don't quite understand, at least what I've read, that somehow I leaked about the dossier.
So let me get, so you didn't leak anything about the dossier to any media?
No, not, I mean, I talked about it after I left the government, but not during that period, not, and certainly not between the 6th of January and the 10th when the president-elect himself talked about it.
This is an incredible development. Now the Intel Committee's report found that Clapper, quote, admitted to the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence in private testimony that he briefed CNN's Jake Tapper in early of January 2017. Now, this was shortly before Trump's inauguration. Tapper, along with two other journalists, so-called journalists from CNN, published a report detailing how Trump was briefed about the Steele dossier. And then a short time later, James Clapper, oh, he was hired by fake news CNN as an analyst. You connect the dots. Now, President Trump reacted on Twitter, writing, quote, Clapper lied about fraudulent dossier leaks to CNN. He's a lying machine who now works for fake news CNN. Now, if Clapper does not face legal jeopardy over his blatant perjury to Congress, it will be yet one more example of what I say is our two-tiered system of justice. He'll go with the Hillary Clinton system of justice.
It makes me so angry. It really honestly does. This whole notion that there is one set of justice for people like Hillary and another for, say, Mike Flynn. So what should happen with James Clapper? There is so much lying going on here. I'll be honest with you. I don't know how Robert Mueller is going to make heads or tails because everybody is lying. There is no conventional wisdom because everybody and their brother's lying through their teeth. Hillary lied. Comey lied and leaked. I mean, on and on this whole thing goes. And yet, you know, you go to the cable news channels and all they want to talk about is Stormy Daniels. Did you see Michael Avenatti? This was funny. For those of you who don't know, Stormy Daniels has filed a second defamation suit. The first one was against Michael Cohen, the attorney of record for Donald J. Trump. Now, the second one is against the president himself. This was Michael Avenatti. Where was this? With Nicole Wallace on MSNBC of why Stormy Daniels filed a second suit for defamation. This was late yesterday on MSNBC.
The president may not like what somebody says about him. He may have thin skin, and I think he does, but that doesn't give him carte blanche to go out, start making stories up about people, calling them liars, telling people that they're making it up or fabricating stories. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't matter if you're president of the United States or a normal American citizen.
Is part of this to get around Michael Cohen's involvement in the hush money case because of his pleading or taking the Fifth Amendment, you now have a 90-day delay. Does this case not involve Michael Cohen?
Well, this case does not involve Michael Cohen. This is a standalone case of Ms. Clifford, Ms. Daniels, against the president. We thought about whether to include it in that case or whether to bring a separate action and where to file that action. We gave that a lot of thought. As soon as it happened, we stated that we might include it or we might bring a separate action. We decided to bring a separate action here in New York.
So I remember one of the early interviews that we did, you told me that every time Ms. Daniels speaks, she's threatened with, or at the time, Mr. Cohen was threatening her with larger and larger fines for essentially violating the non-disclosure agreement. It seems like in some ways the tables have turned, and now every time it's your sense that the president lies, you're going to slap bigger and potentially graver legal consequences on him. Do you have a feeling that the momentum has turned? I mean, have the threats against your client slowed, and do you feel like you're gaining legal ground on the president and the people around him?
Well, it's our understanding that we're still under the threat relating to the $1 million per incident, and that's my client.
Have you had a bill? Have they sent you a bill?
No, they haven't sent us a bill. I think they're a little preoccupied right now. They're working on the National Enquirer cover and things like that, so they haven't had time to generate an invoice yet. But the bottom line here is that if the president continues to make up statements and distribute them about my client, and if he continues to lie about my client, there's going to be consequences for that, period.
Period. Okay. All right. Whatever you say. Want to remind you this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by our friends at Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out. In fact, check it out today at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. If you've had it, up to here with Obamacare, you want to get out from under the high premiums, the high deductibles, check out libertyhealthshare.org. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to go to your phone calls. Well, we've covered a lot of ground. My question is, how do we get rid of Stormy Daniels? And I don't mean that in a murder sense. I just mean how do we get cable news to start covering news? Stuff that really impacts your life. The $130,000, which, by the way, was cheap. Boy, was that cheap. I mean, if you had something on the president or the president-elect or a candidate for president, you don't think you'd get more than $130,000 for that? How do we get Stormy Daniels to simply go away? Michael Avenatti to just find something else to do with their time? It's incredible to me. Now, I know Stormy Daniels has another business. It involves taking off her clothes and doing porn movies. Michael Avenatti, I don't know what he does when he's not Stormy Daniels' attorney. We'll talk about that. Stick around. More to do. Here's the number, by the way. My producers are always telling me, you don't give the numbers enough. Oh, okay. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Wall Radio. You want to check out our podcast. Something from you. Maybe somebody said, hey, did you hear that interview Kevin did yesterday? You can go and you can get it. And it's right there at our website, kevinwallradio.com. Kevin Wall, that's W-A-L-L, radio.com. Just run it all together. And you can select a day. You can select an hour. It's real simple to do. Check it out. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local. Now.
This is David Gibbs, 25-year Air Force veteran and Republican candidate for Congress in District 4. This election is about you. It's about your pocketbook, putting food on your table and a roof over your and your children's heads. It's about removing barriers so that you can save for your retirement and for your children's education. As your congressman, I will decide every vote I make based on these guiding principles. How does it affect you? What does it mean for Nevada's families? My name is David Gibbs, and I ask for your vote on June 12th. Paid for by David Gibbs for Nevada.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. As all of you know, I know a good conservative when I see one. Well, I've got a great one for you. I'm all in for former Assemblyman Brent Jones for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. I've known Brent for many years. He's a good businessman, but more importantly, he votes right every time. He stands up to the corrupt swamp creatures and votes to reduce taxes and provide school choice. He even brought a bill to remove Common Core from our state. He wants government to keep their hands off our guns. And he was the first elected official I'm aware of to publicly endorse Donald Trump for president. That took courage. We need guys like Brent if we're going to prevent our great state from becoming Sanctuary California East. Don't let the swamp take over Nevada. Please help Brent with a small donation of as little as $5. Text hashtag vote Brent to 53445. That's hashtag vote Brent to 53445. This election is so important for Nevada's future. Help take Nevada back. Help my great friend Brent Jones win for lieutenant governor. Go to votebrentjones.com. That's votebrentjones.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your Assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Ron. Ron, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Wall. The Lady Maria you just had on, I'll tell you what, you got to have her on every day. She is beautiful. She is American, American, American. You know, I'll tell you. That is the best I've ever heard on your show, and I've been listening to you for years and years. She is the best testimony.
Well, and can I tell you, she's on the front line of what is a just a critical problem for us, and that is, you know, are our borders secure or not? And the answer obviously is no.
She's doing what our politicians should be doing. And anybody against what this woman had to say today is definitely a traitor against this country. That's all you can say, because this woman done nothing but 100,000% speak up for America, you know?
Hey, Ron, let me ask you. Hey, Ron. Ron, quick question. And I'm going to ask you the same question I asked her. The optics, internationally and domestically, of turning away a young mom and an infant son and telling her, I'm sorry, we're not going to grant you asylum. Go back to Venezuela. Go back to El Salvador. Go back to Mexico. Go back to where you came from. We're not going to take you in here. Is that going to look insensitive to the rest of the world and to liberals all across our country?
Well, what is more insensible looking? You're in a lifeboat, and the lifeboat holds 100 people. You're in the middle of the ocean, and there's 150 people swimming around that boat, and you know the next person gets in, it's going to sink you all. Now, how's that for an answer?
In a country of 340 million, you mean we can't take
mom? That doesn't mean, because there's 198 or almost 200 countries in the world trying to get here. So you've got to, you can't let that first person in the boat, because you're all going to die. A boat can only hold so many people, right?
You got it. I mean, that's what it says. It says on the boat.
That's common sense. 100 people capacity, or goodbye, everybody. And that's the way we are right now. It don't matter with 340 million people. We got about 30 million illegals, not just Spanish people from the south sides. But we got them from all over the world. You know what I mean? We got crooked politicians that are allowing this to happen. That is the point we were talking about in the beginning of my conversation.
Good point. Ron, thank you, man. You may agree with Ron. You may disagree, and that's okay. But he says we're like a boat out in the middle of the ocean, and the capacity on the boat, it says right there on the boat, capacity 100, and you've got numbers 101, 102, 105, and they're all swarming around this boat. They all want to be saved. But the fact is, if they come on board, this boat is going to capsize. Now, I would hasten to remind Ron and anybody else that we're dealing with a country of 340 million people. Could we take an extra 2, an extra 5, an extra 10, an extra 20,000? The president said that the president says we could take an extra 1.8 million. That's the number that he said in a DACA fix would end up getting a path to citizenship. Is that that's not what I'm saying. That's what the president said. That was the offer he made to Luis Gutierrez and Dick Durbin. Yeah, that's the offer he made to them. And no, I'm not just going to give you 800,000 people with a pathway to citizenship. I'm going to give you 1.8 million. I'm going to double it and then some. I'm going to give you a million more. And if you notice, the Democrats went scurrying to the rock that they crawled out from under originally. Yeah, and that's what's so incredibly sad about all this. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by True Dentistry. If fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, call my dentist, Dr. Joe Willardson, True Dentistry, 434-4800. Yeah, this whole thing that began with Maria Espinoza and the caravan arriving along our southern border. And by the way, these people were being coached by attorneys en route. You tell me if that's right. These people who came to our border are being counseled how to apply for asylum. What are the magic words? I'm in fear of my life and the lives of my family. And so we are requesting asylum in your country. The question I keep asking is, and nobody's given me a good answer yet, is, you know, why didn't they seek asylum in Mexico? Why didn't these people from Central America? Why didn't they seek asylum in Mexico, not in the U.S.? Why didn't they seek asylum in the contiguous, the first contiguous nation? They go from Guatemala. They go across the southern border of Mexico. Why did they go all across Mexico and not just settle down in Mexico and seek asylum there? That would make more sense. It would be far less dangerous, probably. Victoria, in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now. Go right ahead, Victoria.
Hi, Kevin.
What's up, girl?
Okay, I just wanted to put in my 2 cents worth about this immigration law. Anyway, as a first-year law student, we learned about the saying, dura lex sed lex, which means the law may be harsh, but that is the law. So whoever is affected, let's say in this immigration, the DACA, if the law says you have to go, you have to go. Now, the thing that you can do is to change the law. But as it stands, because we are a nation of laws, all we can do now is really follow the laws.
Well, and you know what? That's what we should be doing. That's why we have those immigration judges down there. But they're going to let a lot of these people are going to be let in.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hello, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. You might be thinking, oh great, another political commercial. And you know what? You're right. Who wants to hear from another blowhard politician on the radio going off on the promises they're going to break later anyway? Well, I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm going to tell you a story about a young man from a small town called Waynetown, Indiana. As a young man there, I learned the value of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending wisely. That's right. I learned conservative principles in that small town, and I proudly carried them with me ever since. Those conservative principles carried me through 35 years of service as a federal employee. It's one thing to know what goes into making a hot dog. It's quite another to see the actual consequences. What my beliefs did teach me was that instead of complaining about bureaucracy and red tape, I needed to find solutions. So that's what I did. I learned to navigate around the problems and solve things within the system and to develop the solutions that needed to get done. And that's what I plan to do in Carson City after I'm elected. I intend to help cut red tape and find solutions to our problems. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight against tax increases and excessive regulations that stifle the creation of businesses and force hardworking Nevadans to take a hit in their wages.
Coming up. Yeah. Pat Casale is going to talk about health care. That's all next. Live and local now.
Hi, I'm Amy Jones, and I am running for Assembly District 35. As a mother of three, I am very concerned about our failed educational system here in Southern Nevada. Every legislative session, we allocate more money to a broken system with no improvement. Our children are our most valuable resource. They deserve much better. As a real solution, I will push for school choice, which has proven to be successful in raising performance standards. We must fund educational savings accounts. As I fight for my children, I will fight for yours. Go to electamyjones.com. Paid for by Elect Amy Jones.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food.